You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man they can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
Cut
on every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Ah, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
And welcome aboard.
I'm Rick DiPietro.
Good times!
That's my co-host, my bubala, Dave Rothenberg. Thank you for getting up with us on this Thursday morning. We are DNR, the R&R boys.
Nazareth to bone.
Call us what you want, but don't ever call us lazy. You can hear us every weekday morning, 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. Number to call is always 1-800-919-3776. Please, please have good reception otherwise.
Telltale little boop there tells you that that was on his end.
You don't want the telltale boop. We got a great show planned for you today.
Come get some.
I know everyone loves that. Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball owners are officially locked out their players. I'll tell you what, Dave, Yanks probably needed a break after all their offseason activity so far. Mets new GM Billy Epler was on with the K-Show yesterday. We're going to hear from him. Max Scherzer spoke for the first time as a Met, has everyone excited. Even Fugazi Washington Nationals fan Peter Rosenberg can't contain himself.
I think that I rubbed it the other night while I was sleeping and popped a blood vessel.
That's troubling. Rangers. Your Rangers keep it rolling. Islanders back in action tonight after their COVID shutdown against San Jose. We got the Knicks at the Garden going up against the Bulls. Daniel Jones update. Maybe some
Corey Davis. Corey Davis.
We got Jets tickets. The Pigskin Payout qualifier. The Tully Time qualifier. I'm sure at some point Dave and Ray are going to be nasty to each other because of the Cowboys-Saints game tonight. And as always on the Thursday at 6:45, we got an observations. Did it happen in Florida? But before we get to all of this goodness, I would love to say good morning to my 48-year-old man baby.
I am a large, somewhat functional, complete child.
That is my best friend, David Rothenberg.
Well, thank you and welcome. And what an open that was. I mean, it was like a 2-hour feature. Like that was a feature film in like 90 seconds because you had moments where you smiled. There was head bobbing because there was a musical interlude. There was moments where kind of you welled up and you felt a way, and then you laughed, you cried, you smiled. It was better than Cats. That was very good. Very well done. Congratulations to you. My only question is, how long did that take to put together?
That was a good 45-ish.
45.
45-ish, yep. Got up a little extra early. Yeah, here's the thing, though.
Now, wait a second. You wake up ordinarily at 2:15, yes?
Yes.
You woke up, what did you do? Wake up yesterday? When did you wake up today?
No. See, here's what happens, though. Sometimes I wake up at 2:15, and I'll give myself the snooze. I'll give myself the 10-minute snooze.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I can't snooze today. This is going to be 2:15. That thing vibrates. I'm up.
Up.
So 2:15, up, brush the teeth, ready to rock and roll.
Wow. That was well done.
Well, you got to understand, though, Dave, this is like going through the Beatles catalog for me. Like, I mute my Zoom. I'm all with Santi, and we start going through all the clips from the show.
They beat
and
I can't Paul Vouvelet.
Yeah. I was trying to get that in. I can't fit it all.
I got to tell you, I think Paul Vouvelet, very underrated. I know Nazareth Tabone has gotten all the media, all the press. I think Paul Vouvelet doesn't get the credit it deserves.
Well, let's be completely transparent. Vouvelet was the initial choice. But because we were, we just had so much to choose from, that one would have had to been like cut down. So we just said, you know what? Everyone loves Tabone. Let's give him
Tabone.
Nazareth Tabone. By the way, our very clever listening audience. Did you see who has its own Twitter account right now?
Tabone. Nazareth yep. Tabone.
NTU.
Nazareth Tabone.
Nazareth Tabone University. NTU. Up on Twitter.
Yeah, could we also, too, and everyone that listens to the show knows how much we love and adore them. We love
yes,
them.
Like, of course.
There would be no show if there wasn't if we didn't have such great listeners. And they're creative. We've seen that. We got Gore. We got Nazareth Tabone.
Yes.
We need a D in our logo. We need one. I'm not just going to willy-nilly put a DiPietro Rothenberg on a hoodie.
It's and Damer and DiPietro
and definitely not that, and just give it away. We need a legitimate, awesome logo for the show.
I'm going to tell you, because I have such faith, trust in our listening audience, by 8 o'clock this morning, I believe you will have a D and R logo. I believe.
Because I want the hoodies. I need the hoodies. People need to have DiPietro and Rothenberg. I would like to incorporate Ray and RJ into the mix, too.
Yep.
Because, I mean, it is. Because nice. It's three R's. If we get the D and then the three R's in there some way, would be nice.
No, it's four R's, really. RJ, Raymond.
No, but I'm saying DiPietro Rothenberg. That's the name of the show. So that's the D and the R, and then we got Ray and RJ, so there's the other two R's.
Right, but you could go, in theory, you could go Rick, Rothenberg, Ray, RJ. You could go four R's.
Well, yeah, in theory, I could do that, but in theory, in practicality, in actuality, yeah. The name of the show, though, is DiPietro and Rothenberg, so I would like to have the actual name of the show first, and then incorporated in the logo.
I understand.
But I like where your head's at.
Maybe that logo gets done by 8 o'clock this morning. Maybe you get the merch done soon, and maybe you hand out each of us a holiday sweatshirt at the dinner party. Maybe.
Maybe I go sweatshirt. Maybe I go a nice, comfortable robe. You know how I love the robe.
Why wear pants? Let me just tell you, and anything you do will be very welcomed by me and everyone on my side of the dinner table. I don't wear a robe.
You might, though.
I'm just throwing
it out
there.
But here's the thing, you might. Once you
Once
you get the comfort of the robe,
just get naked.
Back. Like you're getting up from bed.
Not a robe guy.
Well, you might. I didn't think I was a robe guy. Oh, I didn't think I was a robe guy until I was in the locker room and I see Keith Kachuk walking around in a robe, Big Walt walking around in a robe. I was like, oh, that actually makes tons of sense. Like, why wouldn't I wear a robe? That way I go from changing to the shower. I got the robe. I'm comfortable. And then once I tried it, I couldn't go back.
You couldn't go back to before the robe, but here's the thing. I don't spend any time showering in a professional locker room where now I have to put on a robe. I go shower, and then I go into clothes. That's it. There is no time in between.
No, but I'm just saying, like, maybe you get out of the shower and you're, like, not ready to put on the clothes just yet. Like, you got nothing to do. Maybe it's just, like, I got to cool down from the actual shower before I put the clothes on. You know, sometimes the shower.
Listen, I like where your head is at. If you asked me, not that you're asking, and that's fine. What would you prefer? It's not even close. Sweatshirt, maybe a zip up, right? Maybe like a nice zip up, lightweight jacket, something like that. Robe is not on my purview. But you do what you need to do.
No, but this is good talk though. I don't want to get you something you're not going to use. Like I think.
Right. Being honest with you.
I think RJ, with what we've heard from the honeymoon. How active he is.
You think he's a robe guy?
Yeah, I think
RJ,
he's a robe guy.
Would you like a robe?
I've actually never gone robe.
Uh-huh.
But I think I would.
I think he would embrace the robe.
Especially because, in this middle of the daytime, I don't know how it is with you guys. Like, I get home, and there's like a couple hours where no one's around. You could do anything. Anything's on the table.
So you could go robe with nothing under the robe.
You could just go nothing at all.
Right. You could just lie your robe on the bed with the logo and just stand there naked beside it. You can do anything you want.
Sometimes you got to remember it's the middle of the day and, you know, people are moving around.
Raymond, listen, would you, because I don't see Ray as a robe guy.
Listen, you just described one of the joys of, you know, basically living on your own or being alone in the house or the apartment all day is that you can be completely naked, do whatever you want. I've never actually experienced having the robe, but it feels like it would be a nice thing to have.
All right. So there you go, Rick. I mean, you have RJ and Ray, two of the four R's on the show that are very welcoming to the sound of a robe.
Well, I mean, it's such easy access. Like in that particular situation, there's nothing better. Dave, you know what? You have kids now. If you get a couple hours where nobody's home, and you can just, you want to walk around naked? Woo! You can walk around naked.
Woo!
You can just hang out on the couch, watch some TV, nothing better. So you throw the robe on, and then you see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Maybe you take advantage of it. You never know.
You never know. I just want it out there that if you want me to get maximum use out of the gift, it would be much better used if it was a hoodie for me.
Okay, this is good. This is good. Sweatshirts it is then. Done. Robe maybe we'll get later.
The other guys seem like they really
they all wear the sweatshirts. Maybe robe is the next step. Let's start
you can
with
be
the,
completely naked, do whatever you want.
Yeah. I don't want to contribute to that because it sounds like that's something that Ray's real into. So maybe we stay
listen,
away from
I'm fascinated by the robe, but
what do you what do you have going on? You can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
You can be
completely naked, do
whatever you want.
What the hell is going on in your house?
That
not suitable for air.
My goodness.
Oh, that's good. RJ, let's save that. I'm going to need that for next Thursday. Thanks. That will be included in next Thursday's open. Thank you.
You know what I just thought to myself? This is how troubled I am. When you said I'm going to need that for next Thursday's open, I had this thought. I go, yeah, man, you know it'd be great if I ever got to do an open.
You open every show.
that's right. I do every show. And I'm like, boy, you know what? It seems unfair that he gets to do all the opens.
I am a large, somewhat functional, complete child.
But I do four of the five opens, and I'm sitting here jealous of the one open that you do. That's how good you are with the open, that you have me jealous of the open that
like,
you do. You grow up.
No.
Oh, my goodness. You know, anything today to keep from discussing baseball? I'm so upset, and I have a feeling this is going to be drawn out. And how long does this go for now? Because that's where we are. I'm so... Even when you win, when the Mets sign Scherzer and Escobar and Marte and Cannon, you're so excited at the prospect of what they're going to be, and Scherzer gets introduced, just hours later, baseball is now completely shut down. Awful.
No, you get the wet blanket, and you knew it was coming. I mean, we were talking about this last year, how contentious this relationship was, and it was only a matter of time. They met for 7 minutes yesterday, Dave. Seven.
I know.
7 minutes, that's it. We're good. Clearly, we don't see eye to eye on this negotiation. So we're just going to lock you out, and then as a baseball fan, you just hope that sometime around the beginning of February, this gets resolved. Because once you get into March, now we're going to affect the regular season.
But here's the thing: think of the world that we live in now. Think of how difficult life is for so many people. I do not think that you can have a lockout where you miss time and baseball struggling to begin with, and then all of a sudden
are they?
You know,
well, is baseball struggling? They just spent $1.4 billion in free agent contracts.
Listen, there's a ton of money involved, but I mean, as far as popularity is concerned, I wouldn't say that baseball is at the height of its popularity, right?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, okay. Nationally, it certainly isn't, but
so,
I mean.
So my point is, I don't know, and maybe I'm wrong, and maybe they do. I just think that it's never a good time for a work stoppage or a lockout or anything like that.
It's an awful look.
This in where we are now in the world would be just the worst possible thing.
No, it's not great optics. It isn't. I mean, this is not the time to be fighting over money. It's, I mean, billionaires fighting with millionaires about how much money they're going to split up is not a great look for baseball. It isn't. Especially with all the excitement now. I mean, with this deadline came way more action free agent-wise than we've seen in the last couple years. Like, Major League Baseball free agency has been boring for the most part over the last couple years. Like, the big names, it took forever to get them signed. Now, all of a sudden, you mentioned the Mets. I mean, Mets fans would like the season to start tomorrow. Right? I mean, I think every Mets fan feels the same way.
Of course.
Like, let's get this thing going.
You absolutely can't wait for the start of the Mets season. And now, God knows when that's going to happen. And I'm telling you, you get to February. And again, you're going to, what are we now? December 2. So you're going to get December, January. No one's going to care. No, you know why? Because it's not a concern. And we're going to get to February 1, and you'll be like, oh, little concern. And then as you progress through February, the height of concern will increase until you get to the point where there's that drop-dead day. And I don't know the start of the 2022 regular season. I imagine it's like late
end of March.
Right? End of March. 30th, something like that. When you get to the point where if you go another day, you now can't start the season on time, that's when you're going to get the outcry. That's when you're going to get the anger, and that's when you're going to get the panic. But I don't know that we won't get there.
Well, that I mean, that's if they're this far apart now, what would make you believe that over the next couple months, until we get to a point where it could actually affect regular season games, which affects their money, would they get a deal done? They won't. I've been a part of these CBA negotiations. I was on the committee negotiating during lockouts. And it's, as a player, you feel like in the moment that you have a chance to get what you want, but you realize quickly that you don't. Because the owners can afford to not play. You can't. Some guys can, but there's just, there's too many guys to keep on the same page. There's too many guys, like, you have the haves and have-nots, which is, I mean, which is smart business by the owners, where you have, I mean, you start now, you divide and conquer. And I would get those phone calls, you know, guys that needed the money. Hey, we got to play right now. Guys that did, no, let's, you know, let's try to get what we want. Or you'd be sitting in the meeting with owners, and they'd be fighting for money, and we'd have a guy that would raise his hand and go, you know what I would like? No, no testing. I don't think we should have to do physical testing when we come to training camp. And Don Fear is going to call a timeout and go, what are you doing? We're not. That's not the priority right now, dummy. Like, you don't say that in the meeting. So, I mean, the players will try to get as much as possible, but at the end of it, it's going to be the owners that end up getting,
of course they will,
mostly what they want.
But it's just a bad, bad look. I could imagine players sitting there now being, you know what we want? Yeah, what are you looking for? Robes. We want big,
no, that's
plush,
what, you laugh.
Cushy
no, but
robes.
You laugh. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that it ends up being. I mean, you saw with football, right? You know, you realize, okay, we're not going to get the kind of money that we want, so let's start getting like things that don't cost the owners money. And that's what the owners do. They're smart like
less,
that.
Less practice. Yeah, we'll give you anything that doesn't get into our pocket, of course.
Exactly right. Like, oh, you mean we don't need to have you at the facility and feed you and everything else? Oh, that, yeah, great. Just stay home. No problem. We're good. But you'll play a 17th game? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys want one less preseason game, but you'll play another regular season game? Whatever you guys
dollars.
Need.
Yep, let's do it. And again, the owners always, always win. But it is a bad, bad look. And we are now in the midst of a lockout.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
DPetro and Rothenberg with you. 98.7 ESPN. We'll get to the baseball in a moment. How about the Rangers? How about Igor Shesterkin? As a former number one draft pick in the NHL, to watch what this guy is able to do, early stages of his career, Rick, how good is he?
No, he's phenomenal. I mean, he's one of the best. You probably make the argument right now with how he's playing that he could be the best goalie in the NHL. Besides, like last night, too, when they had to kill that five-minute power play, and, I mean, he's like Denny Lemieux. They had no stick. Now he's got a forward stick. I mean, he's playing at a ridiculous level. I mean, Kreider scored again.
What is that, 16 for him?
That's 16 for him.
Yep.
So, I mean, there, Kako looks better. I mean, Fox is Fox. I mean, what that kid, he's one of the smartest guys. Just if you're listening to the show right now and you have a kid that plays – is a defenseman, just have him watch Adam Fox. Because that's I use that example for my kids all the time, because he's not the fastest guy. He's definitely not the biggest guy. But his ability to, like, his hockey IQ, his ability to think the game.
Through the roof.
And then that play they made yesterday on that Kreider goal. I mean, it's
ooh, Philly. That was some goal, huh?
Yeah, Philly stinks right now. I mean, they're bad. But it's a turnover that it's tic-tac-toe to Kreider in the slot, boom, goal. They're rolling, man. The Rangers right now are rolling.
Are you a little concerned? Are you a little worried that the Rangers
I'm not worried.
Are?
No. I'm happy for you. I like when hockey in the area is good. I'm concerned about the Islanders. Absolutely.
They're back tonight, right?
Yeah, they're back tonight.
You're worried about the Islanders, though. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, how can you not be? I mean, they're dealing with COVID and injuries. They can't score. I mean, it's funny because I was thinking about the conversations we were having about the Knicks yesterday. And, you know, the Islanders' identity, it's similar to what the Knicks is, right? It's they're a really structured defensive team. Mm-hmm.
They have to play their game to win, yes.
Yeah, but if you can't score and you're not as good defensively, this is what happens. Because they haven't been as good defensively and they're not scoring.
It's a bad combination.
It's a terrible combination.
Listen, it's still early-ish, but do you realize, and I know you do, the Islanders are 19 points behind the Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something you can make up?
Can you make that up?
19?
Yeah, that's a tall order. That's a substantial hole.
Are we getting to the point where the Islanders are the season is getting is gone, is getting away from them?
I don't think it's getting away, but
we're getting there, aren't we?
No, you're there. Yeah, you're close. It's getting there.
If you go 1-4 in your next 5 games.
They played 17 games. They have, they have 5 wins. They have 12 points. So, I mean, the Capitals aren't going anywhere. The Hurricanes are one of the better teams. They're not going anywhere. The Rangers, I mean, the way they're playing right now. No, I mean, it's also who you're chasing. I mean, that's the other thing. So, they have a bunch of games in hand because they missed some time here, but
sure. They
got to turn this thing around in a hurry. They got to find it. They have to. In my opinion, they have to make a move. They have to find either somebody steps up, which I hope happens, but I'm not sure necessarily it does happen. They have to find somebody that they can put up on the line with Matthew Barzal that's a real difference maker.
We'll see.
Because Eberle is fine. Like, he was fine, and he's having a good start in Seattle, but that's not the level I'm talking about.
You're talking about like a star?
Like, he needs to be paired with someone that's an established upper echelon goal scorer.
You know who'd look good in the Islanders uniform right now?
Well, tell me, please.
Panarin.
Well, that's the kind of, and they tried. I mean, they offered him more money.
I know they did. And then he wound up coming to play for the Rangers. All right, let's get to the calls. 1-800-919-3776 on the baseball. Like we said, I mean, this is just the worst possible time for a lockout that people are going to be so turned off and you're going to get anger from the fans. Let's see what you're thinking now. 800-919-3776. Nick in Babylon. Good morning, Nick. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, how you doing? I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If you were a GM and you're going to blow up your team and you had two packages, two potential trade partners, one offer was Scherzer, Canna, Marte, and Escobar. Your other offer was Syndergaard, Conforto, Loop, Baez, and Familia. Which offer would you take?
I'd take the first one.
No, you wouldn't.
You ask me a question, I give you an answer, and you said that's not what I would do?
No, because you're a Mets fanboy. Obviously,
you're an idiot.
I'll say this about Dave. Dave, don't ever call Dave a fanboy. Dave is not. Dave is as critical of his teams as anybody.
Oh, stop! Do you know the Mets are weaker today than they were?
Oh yeah, way weaker. Yeah,
terrible.
Why don't you throw Max Scherzer into your initial offer? Max Scherzer into your initial offer.
38-year-old Max Scherzer. He's 38 years old. He had to get shut down.
He was the best pitcher in baseball last year when he went to the Dodgers.
Nick, who's your favorite Yankee? Nick, who's your favorite Yankee?
He's old, man. He's washed.
Who's your favorite Yankee? Who's your favorite? Are you a Jeter guy? Are you a Mo guy? Who's your favorite Yankee? See, great call, Nick. What a call by you, Nick. You're a great caller. What a horrendous call that is.
Let me ask you, Dave, let me ask you a question and take your Mets fanboy glasses off.
That you didn't like that.
No, it's ridiculous because I appreciate because you're like me. Like, people are like, oh, why are you being so negative? It's not being negative. Like, I'm not just going to pretend like everything is always perfect with my teams because it's not, especially the teams that I root for. If I were to say to you right now, all things considered, age, everything else, Max Scherzer or Gerrit Cole in a must-win game, who are you taking?
Max Scherzer.
Okay, thank you. And Gerrit Cole makes $36 million a year.
And by the way, what this genius Nick in Babylon forgets is You think the Mets are done?
No.
You think that this is
the Yankees haven't
the
done
team?
Anything yet?
No.
I mean, how can you call it a Yankees
guys
fan right
are
now?
Still available? Do you remember what Buster only plus. Said to us the other day? Buster said, when we get back, and remember, it's going to be like shopping in the 11th hour when we get back. The teams that have money are going to have so many guys to choose from. So the Mets are not done. The Mets started. And by the way, I don't know if you saw this, but I can't even believe this. I think it was Mike Puma from the Post reported the Mets are considering bringing back Familia.
Well, they need help in the bullpen.
I know, but please, I can't take it anymore. I
mean, well, between him and Edwin Diaz, and now that Edwin Diaz is doing that whole Hansel Robles thing where he points up when the ball's like
490.
Hit 490, yeah. And he's pointing up like it's a lazy yeah. pop up.
Go catch that. Yeah, that's that we can. It's in Guam.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I just couldn't help myself with that. That caller called me a fanboy. Very annoying. Very frustrating. I'm sorry.
If I thought it was right, I would have said, yeah, Dave's a fanboy. That couldn't be further from the truth. It couldn't be.
No. In fact, I actually think I go the other way. I think I'm so hard on my teams that it's like, come on, can you take it a little easier on them?
Yeah, I mean, we get that all the time, don't we? I mean, we're celebrating wins because it's not easy to win. I don't care what the sport is, who you're playing against, but still.
Didn't we get on Monday, the Giants just won and you're complaining about them, and now on Thursday, I'm a fanboy.
Yes, by Thursday, you're a fanboy.
Right.
You're a jerk on Monday, fanboy on Thursday.
Exactly. I don't know how you want to move forward with this. Butter HK Prez says, I own a screen printing business. We are graphic designers as well. Would love to help. Let's sit and talk about this. Message me privately here. We can also maybe discuss raising money for my autism event. So
I love it.
Yeah. I don't know if RJ wants to reach out to Mr. Butter and see if we can get something as far as robes or sweatshirts or logos or
sweatshirts.
Something.
I like your idea. I think we go hoodies first, and then eventually we'll see. I mean, we could branch out to the robes.
Now, do you make enough that we can give some out on air, or are you just going to make it for us and almost like a test and then see how it goes?
No, I think we make them for us in the giveaway as giveaways, and then hopefully they're... But it's not just about the show, the show name being on. And I don't want something, something crazy where it's like this big giant logo. I want it to be wearable.
Oh, so now it's got to be comfortable.
Oh, it's going to be comfortable.
It's got to be comfortable. Prefer like a nice soft material, right? You don't want something gross, and it's got to be an attractive look.
Well, that's the thing, though. We want it to be attractive because, I mean, to what you were just talking about, it would be nice to tie this into some sort of charity.
That would be great.
Where, I mean, you buy them and then the money will go to whatever cause.
That would be great. So, RJ, maybe you reach out to Mr. Butter and see if we can put this thing together.
You know what the grossest thing about this whole lockout is, though? And this is, and I guess I do understand it, having been through it, why it always feels like the fans will side with the owners as opposed to the players. Because, I mean, we've established this. You're not gonna get rid of the owner. You root for the laundry. You root for your team. So the players will come and go, but your team will always be your team. So after the pandemic, I'm sitting here looking at this article. After the pandemic and everything else, how much money baseball said they lost. The team's values still went up to an all-time high average of $1.9 billion.
Oh, my God. So I saw this the other day that the Mets, and I forget the year, I think it was the early 90s, were valued at $221 million. And they just sold for what? Over
$2.4
billion. Right. So think about
it. But how about this, though? This is the best part. The Mets had an operating loss of $125 million, and Steve Cohen still bought the team for $2.42 billion, which was in 1%. It was within 1% of the Forbes valuation for the team.
Right.
So they want to talk about how much money they're losing. And teams, yeah, they did lose money, but it hasn't affected the team's value. And I mean, the Yankees are worth over $5 billion.
I mean, this if you could invest in anything, you would invest in owning a pro sports team, if you could possibly afford it. There's so much money involved.
The Red Sox lost $70 million in 2020. The team is being valued at more than $3.4 billion.
Billion. So billion. If you really needed the money, you would sell, and now you would have more than you knew what to do with. And so these teams lost $100 million, $70 million. What do you think they made last year?
What the Red Sox made?
Whoever. Any of these teams. You don't think they made tons of money
last
season?
They made money. Oh, of course they made money.
Right. So you have one. I mean, it's, you have 1 year where you lose. And listen, $70 million, $100 million, that's obviously a lot of money. But you have 1 year, and it's not like you can't put food on the table. And now the next year you make money hand over fist.
Yeah, I mean you had the 1 year, and the teams lost, like the Yankees lost money. Yeah, I get it. You lost money. But your franchise is worth over $5 billion. Over $5 billion. And you know, I mean, people are going to come back. You have your own TV network and everything else. That's what outrages Yankees fans. How much they spend on season tickets, how much when you actually go to a game with the parking and the beer and the food. So, yeah, I mean, that's the amazing thing, though. Like, during the 60-game pandemic season, the 30 Major League Baseball teams lost $1.8 billion. To make this simple. So in 2019, when there was an actual season, right, they made a profit of $1.5 billion
mm-hmm.
as a league. During the pandemic 60-game season, they lost $1.8 billion. Okay? So that's a stark difference. And yet, the valuation of the teams went up.
But it was a pandemic.
No, I know, but they still went up. They lost that much money, and the teams are still worth more than
exactly.
they were.
Exactly. But you know what this is like? You ever look at your stocks on a day, like any one given day, and it's like, oh my God, my stocks are down, whatever. I can't, it's down so much. And then you look a week later and it's up from where it was, and you're like, okay, that's what this is. You lost a lot of money, and now you made a lot of money, and it's worth more money than it's ever been. And if you wanted to sell your team, you'd make more money than you could ever possibly imagine. So we're going to sit here and hold a fundraiser for the owners?
No, and then the new TV deals kick in. Their new TV deals kicked in too, so they're making money there. I mean, that's what baseball. That's where
and that's
a lot
where
of
they
their
make
money's
their money.
Being made. Yeah,
yeah. And the local TV deals is where.
Well,
they
yeah, but money. National and local. That's the thing. I mean, you see some of these, like the reason why the Texas Rangers. I mean, they got a new ballpark that goes into it, but you look at their regional TV deal. It's I think they signed a 10-year like $1.5 billion TV deal.
That's crazy. And they spent it all on middle infield.
They got half a billion in the middle infield.
Let's go to Brian in Milburn. Brian, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning. You know I'm a big fan of y'all. There's no way that you are a Mets fanboy. Y'all keep it real. That's why I listen to y'all every day. I appreciate your transparency on y'all great talk show hosts. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Oh, what a nice call that is. Thank you very much.
That's a guy that gets us. That's a beautiful call.
Well, listen, you could say a lot of things about me. Am I unstable? Yeah, I think that's fair. Am I a little bit crazy? Absolutely. Am I a fanatic? Sure. Fanboy? You can't call me a fanboy.
No, you're definitely not a fanboy. I mean, all those other things, absolutely.
Well, now, hang on a second. Why would you jump to that?
Well, no, you mentioned him. It's true. I mean, it's kind of what makes you you.
Are we doing therapy today?
I would love to. I think we should.
RJ, is it ready to go? Could we put therapy to practice today? Yes? We don't want to talk. He's shy today. But yes, that's
well, he's probably
have at it.
Phones is what he's doing.
I don't think so.
You must have been a real pain in the ass for your parents, like with presents. Like you can't wait on anything.
What do you mean?
Well, we just came up with it yesterday. I don't even know if we have imaging for it yet, and you can't wait to do it.
Now here's the thing. Because I am the full-service talk show host that some aspire to be, I actually put a call into RJ last evening. We discussed it, and he said, imaging, all ready to go.
It is ready to go. I apologize.
Answer it!
So I didn't hear you just there because I was retrieving something, if you'd like to listen.
Well, because you're a Mets fanboy.
it is ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
If you should want it.
So I don't want this to be my decision solely. I want this to be a show decision. Is therapy with me something you would like to put forward today? Would you go to therapy with me?
If you feel like, and this is on you because this is the segment that It's your baby. This is something that you created with yesterday with you wanting to be a therapist. It has to be a called for thing, though. It can't be like, let's just do it to do it. Is there a certain topic where we feel like we can generate phone calls to actually sit down on the couch with Dr. Dave?
No. See, here's the thing. With Dr. Dave, I like that. I'm a full service shop. Okay, so if you have like a marital issue, I can handle that. Parental, handle that. Child wetting the bed, I'm here for that. Sports issue. I don't want to say you can only call with X, Y, or Z. I'd like to just open it up. If you're having a mental health moment or you need advice or you need the therapy, I'm here.
Oh, see, I didn't realize that we were going, this is the full scope of just, this is just life.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to limit myself into sports or bedwetting or, you know, eating disorder. No, I'm here for all of it. That's the kind of therapy operation I run.
My urgent care doctor's a quack.
And I appreciate that. So, yeah, I think today is the day. I mean, there's not a lot going on. We're going to have a lot of, you know, Knicks play tonight. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on tonight. We got football Friday, frenzies, football.
Well,
everything
else. It can't be tomorrow.
No,
we got the frenzy. We got to go around the league. We're red hot with our picks, by the way. Two in a row. And I have a couple that I love tomorrow.
I love when you love games this much.
Yeah. Love couple.
It's like a warm blanket in a cup of hot cocoa with some marshmallows. That's how comforting it feels.
Oh, it feels comforting. It's getting chilly out. Although today's supposed to be very warm. Have you seen what the forecast is
for
today?
I don't love it. That means bad ice.
Oh.
Home opener tonight. I don't need bad. Well, maybe I do need bad ice. It depends. We're playing a skilled team that's fast. I'll take the bad ice, but I don't know.
You expect to win tonight? Or are you a little anxious?
I don't have
about
the. Here's the thing. I don't have the luxury of actually knowing until we step on the ice. I don't have game film. I have nothing.
So you could go out there, play great, win this game. You could go out there just horrendous.
No, I think we're no. Listen, we're gonna go out. We'll be ready. The issue is I don't know exactly what the other team looks like or what they're doing. Like, we showed up for the first game, and the team pops out, and they got, like, these blue, white, and black camouflage jerseys. You can't even see the numbers. Guys are flying. I was getting motion sickness. They're flying around. I'm like, well, is that 17? Because I guess 17 is supposed to be good, but I can't really see his number. Like, how am I matching up? It's challenging.
Genius. That's genius.
You couldn't see the numbers, Dave. It was making me sick watching this game.
How brilliant is that? All right, listen, Steve, what I want you to do, I want you to stay man on. Just, you lock down 44. Coach, I can't tell which one's 44.
My coaches couldn't see.
Phenomenal.
I'm like, Stevie, yeah, give me a couple numbers. Like, watch warm-ups, give me a couple numbers. He's like, Rick, I can't see the numbers.
By the way, if there is a God, Taysom Hill and the Saints will win tonight. Because that would just, oh, would that be sensational? Oh.
Mark it down. If you had 550, I mentioned in the open, if you had 550 for Dave to already go after Raymond, you
well,
win.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily going after Raymond. It's just who I am. Like, and I do not like the Cowboys. So Raymond's just he's just kind of a byproduct of my dislike for the Cowboys. But if the Cowboys lose tonight, oh, would I feel a way about tomorrow morning? Oh, goodness, would that be great.
Because you are a bad guy.
I'm not.
And
I'm not
can't, and
guy.
I can't help but feel that this is personal. So
it's not. You know how I feel about you. You are the one. How nasty was he to me in that group text yesterday, by the way?
I don't feel bad for you, though, because you push him. You know how to get Santi crazy. You know how to get him crazy.
It's a skill.
It's a skill, and you're really good at it.
It's a skill. Let's go to Leo in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Leo. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
How you doing, guys? Good morning. I hear what you guys were just talking about, but first of all, I just want to say you guys are awesome. The small times I get to listen to you guys, it's just awesome. Like, you guys have so much knowledge. It's so cool to just listen to you guys talk about sports.
Well, that's
on my
nice.
Drive home.
Let me ask you this, Leo, before I let you make your point. I certainly will.
Yeah.
Why, you say limited time. Why are you not, if you can't listen live to the show, why are you not listening to the podcast?
Well, I work nights. Right. So when I get up, and, you know, I do my thing. I get up around 1 in the afternoon. Kids get home. I don't really have that time. But at work, I do listen sometimes, but I'm kind of listening to the Michael Kay show in the afternoon.
All right, which we respect.
And then I love it when you guys, when you guys team up.
Yep.
When you guys get on that Michael Kay show, oh, man, I love that. That's prime time for me.
Well, listen, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you listening, and I just hope you can find a little more time to listen to the podcast. But that was that's a very nice call.
Very nice call. You didn't let him ask his question, but it was a beautiful call.
Hang on. I was going to let him go ahead there. Did I hang up on him?
No. People should know we don't have that capability.
So why would you go after me? We had the pleasantries. He loves the show. I was just bringing up the point, why not listen to the podcast if you can't listen to the whole show live? And then I would assume Raymond hung right up on him.
Well, I just figured at some point you'd be like, okay, you know, so what was your name?
Well, right there, that was the sweet spot. Right there was his avenue that he could now get involved with the show, and then Ray hung right up on him.
So let me ask you the question for him then.
Yeah,
Do you think that the Knicks can make some noise in the East?
I'd like to ask a question before I answer. Can you please define make some noise for me?
Make some noise. Well, I think, yeah. I mean, don't we feel like the next step for the Knicks is to win a playoff series? I mean, isn't that what it,
all right, so,
what it should be?
No, but being serious, like, I don't know, when you say make some noise, is that, you know, go to the conference finals? Is that, like, can the Knicks win a playoff series? The answer to that would be, in my mind, yes. But if you said, do you expect them to, it would be no. Does that make sense? Like, do I think they
can? No, it does.
Yeah, I think they can. I think it would have to be like the perfect matchup and the perfect scenario and the perfect situation. Is my expectation on December 2nd that the Knicks will in fact win a playoff series? Sadly, it's not.
I think the better question actually now, and it depresses me a little bit, is do the Knicks avoid the play-in?
That's hard to see.
I mean, at the moment, I mean, right now they're in the 10th spot right now. They're not as good. That's just ahead of the Sixers. They're not as good as the Sixers. Washington is such a surprise, man. Washington is 14-8
last night.
Well, it's amazing.
That trade was so good for them.
I mean, John Wall's not even playing.
No.
Did you see the report too? I hope it was a fake report that the Knicks would consider trading for John Wall.
they can't do that.
No, please don't.
No, they're not going to do that. So, I mean, you look at the East. So right now you have them in the 10 spot, right?
They're in the 10 spot, yeah.
We discuss it all the time. Detroit, Orlando, those are irrelevant teams. But Charlotte's pretty good. And Atlanta, I think you can argue, I know the Knicks beat them, is better. And Miami and Washington. And, you know, the surprise to me is Indiana. I didn't think Indiana would be this bad. I mean, they're 9-15, which surprises me. Cleveland is better than I anticipated. Chicago, I think it's fair to say, it's better than the Knicks. The Knicks get them tonight, so you can make up a little ground on them. But I'd almost say this to you. You think there's a better chance the Knicks win a playoff series or miss the playoffs?
I'm not even going to entertain that question because I can't.
Is that a crazy question to ask?
No, it's not. No, because, I mean, when you look at, so look at the top 10 right now, which, I mean, 7 through 10 is the play-in, but that's, I don't consider that the playoffs because it's not a series, but whatever. People do. So you have the two surprise teams in a good way, the Wizards and the Cavs. And then the other way with the Sixers and the Pacers. Because when I watch the Pacers play, they should not. I don't feel like they should be 9-15. I feel like they're too talented.
I don't know how they're 9-15, to be honest with you. Because, you know, Sabonis is great. Brogdon is good. Turner's a good player. Like, it doesn't make sense to me that that team. I would be surprised if Indiana finished 6 games under 500.
Yeah, I would too. And I mean, at some point, I mean, the Sixers are 500 right now. That they'll figure it out.
You got to figure they will.
So I would put the Sixers are going to be in the top 10 somewhere.
And is Toronto a sub 500 team?
It doesn't feel like they should be.
Right?
I mean, your question is a good question. I just, for me right now,
yeah, I understand,
like,
you
today,
don't want to entertain
it, try to answer that.
It's nauseating to have the thought of that could happen, but this is going to be a dogfight. I mean, this is going to be a long, drawn out, grinded out season where you need to find a way. That is exactly why it's so upsetting to me that the Knicks lost twice at home to Orlando. Do you know Orlando is 5-18? So think about this now. The Knicks are 11-10. Let's just say, for argument's sake, they won both of those games. Now you're 13-8, and you know where you are? You're the 5 seed at the moment now.
It's a huge difference. I mean, I tell you all the time as an athlete, man, it's those games, the games that you should win, that when you look back and you finish wherever you finish in the standings, or if you don't make the playoffs, those are the games. They'll haunt you, those games.
They certainly will.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.